The story you are about to hear is true.
Attention, all true.
She's alive. Alive.
Welcome to the Retroist.
While I might have owned an original Nintendo Entertainment System, a friend of mine had gotten a Sega Master System, and I fell in love with the Sega Master System, and when the Genesis came out, I thought, I'm gonna make that move, instead of the next iteration of Nintendo, and I was very happy with my decision. I sat in my room playing Genesis as often as I could. Eventually, though, my interest would wane, but that wasn't the end of the Genesis. My Genesis would have a renaissance, when I would bring it to college with me. The Genesis was already a retro system at that point, and that meant that the flea market near where I went to school had the games on sale for really cheap, so I started loading up. And then I discovered that I was going to school with a whole bunch of other Sega fanboys as well. We would sit and play Sega all night, even though there were better systems on the market, even though we could have done anything else, we bonded over Sega Genesis. And why not? It was a great